Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome to another edition of News and Views. Thanks for joining us. People across North Carolina have a chance in the next few weeks to weigh in on the state's Medicaid reform plan that turns part of the program over to out-of-state for-profit companies. State officials are holding public hearings as part of the reform process, where citizens can also weigh in on the decision by the McCrory administration not to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, like more than 30 other states have done. Expanding Medicaid would provide health coverage for 500,000 low-income adults in the state. Here to talk about the hearings and the increasing calls for Medicaid expansion is Sierra Zachary with the North Carolina Justice Center. Well, thank you very much for being with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the Medicaid reform public hearings. What should people know about those?
So there are 12 hearings, and they're going to be in 12 cities. They start on March 30th, and the last one is on April 18th in Pembroke. And going back to the first one, it's going to be in Raleigh. And what this is just an opportunity for people to voice their concerns, ask questions of North Carolina's Department of Health, and really just make sure that the reform bill reflects what the beneficiaries' needs are and also providers.
There's been a lot of talk during the reform process. A lot of people are worried about the part of it that allows out-of-state for-profit companies to play a role. How concerned should we be about that?
I think what we need to push for and what people need to go to and express during the public hearings is that they want to make sure that these commercial plans don't have the ability to deny or delay care to Medicaid beneficiaries, making sure that we're building on the system that we already have. North Carolina with CCNC or Community Carolina, like North Carolina, is just that, you know, they really have a good integrated system, and we want to build on that and make sure that we don't have outside insurers who are just focusing on profits.
Is there some worry that people should have that once this first stage of reform lets those outside companies in, and there are other states that have turned over the whole program to outside states, is that a worry that we might be headed down that road?
I think reading the waiver so far, they really are stressing a lot of involvement from these provider-led entities. They're using a hybrid model so that there will be the outside insurers, but there will be North Carolina-based providers who will be invested in this. And so I think as long as we keep that conversation open and allow the providers to have their say and discuss what their needs are to provide, you know, more coordinated care, I think we'll be okay.
This may sound like a silly question to somebody who does this for a living and keeps up with it, but for people who are listening, how important is Medicaid in North Carolina?
Oh, I think it's extremely important. 1.9 million people are currently Medicaid beneficiaries, and, you know, it's giving health care for children, for families, and as we know that without proper health care, people can't contribute positively to their community, so we should be concerned and involved in this.
The other big Medicaid issue on the table is whether or not we'll expand Medicaid, as more than 30 states have done now. Where do you think we are?
So in the waiver, I guess they are titling it a slight expansion to children in foster care and their parents. However, to truly be innovative and take advantage of what all the ACA has to offer is to expand Medicaid to the nearly 500,000 North Carolinians who are in the coverage gap. And so I think this is a really great opportunity for North Carolina to try to continue being a leader in healthcare and really making sure that Medicaid truly is a safety net for everyone. They actually say that in the waiver, that this Medicaid reform will strengthen our safety net. But with leaving 500,000 people in the gap still, you know, some people are falling through the cracks when it comes to health care. So we need to continue pushing for expansion.
People are maybe confused. You mentioned the waiver. They have to get a waiver from the federal government to put this reform plan in place. There's some discussion that the current administration would rather see them ask for a waiver that also then includes expansion and make it more likely that the rest of the waiver would be granted.
Yeah, I think that has happened in a lot of states. They have been able to show that you can reform and expand at the same time and that in some ways it can enhance each other, especially considering that the federal government, you know, is supplementing a lot of the administrative costs of Medicaid expansion, which, again, could be beneficial to North Carolina.
What's been the experience, do we know yet, in other states that have expanded Medicaid?
I think we're getting a lot of data now and the fiscal benefits and also the health benefits. I think Colorado recently said that they're seeing, you know, improved economic outcomes and healthcare outcomes. Kentucky's always been a great state to look towards. The fact that they've had like 12,000 jobs just within the first year of their expansion. So many people were able to get screenings for different types of cancer and diabetes that we're seeing that this really does have a great trickle-down effect starting in the healthcare system down to community members.
We've heard some about the struggles of rural hospitals. Would that help?
Definitely. North Carolina definitely has a few rural hospitals that are vulnerable. And when we're thinking about some of our rural communities and them being able to access proper health care, and then that's really important for them to be able to get paid. And as with Medicaid expansion, more people will have health coverage. So we know that the rural hospitals will get the finances to continue providing much needed care in those areas.
Governor McCrory has said many times, if North Carolina expands Medicaid, it'll be he wants a North Carolina based plan. But the administration has allowed states to craft their own plan. Is that right?
And the waiver that North Carolina is submitting to the federal government is the exact type of waiver that they can use to create this North Carolina plan to also expand Medicaid. So North Carolina can join, I think, six other states in creating a state-based plan to close the coverage gap.
The other criticism I know you have heard is that once we get into the expanding Medicaid, it'll be some tremendous cost to the state because the federal government won't pick up the whole tab, or they may change how much they pay. Should folks be concerned about that?
Well, it's written into law how much the federal government is going to match. So until this year, the federal government was covering 100% of the cost. And then it will drop to 95% of the cost. And starting in 2020 and from thereafter, it's 90-10. So unless the laws change, we do not have to worry about the federal government backing out of helping to expand Medicaid.
So it's true then, we can cover 500,000 people and only pay 10% of the cost of covering them.
Yeah. And, you know, if we would have expanded this year, we would have also created 43,000 jobs in the process. So,
are you surprised that we haven't expanded Medicaid?
Yes and no. I think that a lot of times North Carolina thinks of itself as a leader in the South, and the fact that we have Arkansas has expanded Medicaid before us. We have Louisiana who is saying that they're going to expand Medicaid soon. I am surprised that we don't want to become a leader and show how we take care of our citizens and make sure that everyone's healthy.
One of the other criticisms, I'm sorry to ask you to respond to all these, but I know you've heard it many times, is that our Medicaid spending has been out of control. We had runaway overruns and that we weren't in a position to expand it, but that seems to have changed.
Spending growth in states that have expanded Medicaid is less than states that have not expanded Medicaid. So when we kind of think about, you know, all these costs going to grow out of control, that's not true if we think about closing the coverage gap. And when you compare spending growth to private insurance and other types of insurance, Medicaid is below all the other types of insurance coverage that you can get.
How important do you think, just for the public perception, is the recent news that the current Medicaid system, before we reform it, looks like it's actually not only balanced, but might even be a little bit in the black?
Yeah, I think that's interesting that, you know, we'd say that it's broken and needs to be reformed, that cost and spending is out of control, but we're in the black. One thing that we do need to note is that some of the benefits that Medicaid enrollees can experience, they do get cut. So to make these changes or to stay in the black, we are maybe cutting down on some of the benefits people get. And that's why I think it's important to bring it back to maybe expansion and bring in extra money so that we can continue giving more robust care.
And finally, before I let you go, let's get back to the first question. What should people do if they want to go to these public hearings? What would you encourage them to say?
I would really ask, how are we going to make sure that beneficiaries are not denied or delayed care, which is a common, you know, concern when we have outside commercial insurers come in? But also, why are we forgetting about the 500,000 workers, low-wage workers especially, who are in the coverage gap and really push for that?
Well, it's great advice. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Up next, what lawmakers can do this summer to help teachers and public schools. Stay with us.